Foley. Top temperatures of 13 to 16 degrees. Today FM News, more three.
Andrew, thank you indeed. Hello there, it's Ray, and I'm in. I was marginally late, but now I'm on time and everything's fine. Texts and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. The singing donkey from Connemara.
Ave Maria.
Like that, isn't beautiful?
Gorgeous.
Now, following off from the singing donkey in Galway, we've got some singing seals.
Excellent.
This is a number of seals that have been put together in a montage to perform a particular song. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Actual sales. Loud sound of the underground. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Wednesday. Ireland's greatest radio station. 2 p.m. to 4:30. Bringing down the standard.
Hi, Zern. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
Always when we fight, I try to make you laugh.
Isn't it laugh?
No, it's kiss you once or twice, isn't it?
Oh, always, no.
What?
Always. Oh, no, it's always when we fight, I try to make.
He's the second line.
Always when we.
Oh, dear. We're on one today.
Hang on, one. Was like, always when we fight.
Now listen.
I tried to make you laugh.
You suck!
Damn you, Foley!
Damn you, wanted eyes! They get you every time! The gang's all here? How long's that going to work for, actually, given that we're not a gang, it's just the two of us now?
Can't really be a gang of two people.
Ever since
you?
They sacked Orla. for gross... what was it again? Gross...
inappropriateness.
Gross incompetence. No, not incompetence. No, she was very competent, but she was incredibly pervy. Mm. So, yeah, it was like late at night emails, like 11:45 at night. Yeah.
The inquiry, it was an open and shut case.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then on the group WhatsApp, minus Orla, it's like, oh, she's on the vino again. So we had it. We had the screen grabs and it went straight to the tribunal.
Always keep a paper trail.
And never put it down on text. Never put it down on text. That's
rookie
what,
mistake.
I,
yeah,
that's what I always say.
Yeah.
So Orla's no longer with us. She's still alive, but she's just no longer with us. Well, is she even? Is she, you know, what is the... So it's just you and me. So when I say the gang's all here, I suppose the listeners are part of the gang.
100%, yeah.
Our beloved crew. Lots of texts as well. Love for the seals. This is Seals singing Seal Kiss from a Rose. Actual seals. I don't know if they're auto-tuned as well.
Always when we fight, I try to make you laugh till everything's forgotten. I know you hate that.
I mean, seriously, the things that people do, this is beautiful.
Hey!
If you want to text or WhatsApp, we're doing the roll call next. 0874 100 102. What are you up to today? What's going on in your world? What's your big story? 0874 100 102.
Always when we fight.
Today, FM.
I've tried to make your love till everything's forgotten. I know you
always when we fight. Trying to make you love till everything's forgotten.
Are they Irish?
Swedish or something like that.
Swedish or something like that.
Yeah, we met them once, didn't we?
Did we?
Weren't they at like one of the award shows?
And weren't they
back?
Lovely? They were lovely as
they
well,
were
weren't
gorgeous.
They?
Gorgeous, yeah.
Is it, do you laugh with an English accent?
I think so.
Always when we fight.
Here we go, Shelf.
I tried to make you love.
Love. The FM playing the music you love. What a Dyson, you and me song. Monday was on that soundtrack as well, wasn't he?
Oh, he was he?
To You I Bestow from the Juliet and Romeo soundtrack. Baz Luhrmann's Juliet and Romeo. And, yeah, I liked it. I liked the film. But it was just a bit too Shakespeare-y for me, do you know?
Yeah, funny that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't really understand what it looked beautiful, looked incredible. And Claire Danes as Romeo. And, and Jack off Titanic there as Juliet. And the whole thing looked visually spectacular. Kim Mazzell, Young Hearts Run Free. And Desiree had a song on there.
Oh, brilliant. It's not complete unless you get Desiree in on the act.
So, roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Hi,
Ray, you're driving my dog crazy with the seal singing from Olivia. Would you prefer the singing donkey then instead, Olivia?
Ray Marie. Yeah.
Beautiful. Actual seals. How do they train them to do that? Treats, I suppose. Positive reinforcement. And who's this Richie with the abuse? Oh yeah, there's always one, isn't there? Well, there's always dozens. We only read out one. There's no way you guys, there's no way yiz sit down in a show meeting. I always feel very inauthentic reading out yiz.
Yeah, well, it's as it's typed, you know?
Richie wrote yiz.
He clearly wanted you to say yiz.
But I don't, yiz is not
people
an expression.
Understand, these aren't your thoughts. These are the
Richie's.
Thoughts of Richie. It's like acting, Ray.
I'm going to act as Richie then.
Okay, here we go. And choose an accent if you please, Ray.
There's no way you sit down in a show meeting and plan this craziness, you pair of loon bags. Some crack, though. Yiz brightened the heck out of the afternoon, lads. From Richie. Richie,
thanks, Richie.
Thank you for that.
Yep.
On show, Ray, shout out to myself and my sweetheart, Elaine, taking a drive on the Wild Atlantic Way. Love the show.
Hey, from Tom.
Tom, it's good to have you, sweetheart. Ray and JP, I'm on show. I was always suspicious of that Orla. Something about her didn't sit right with me, from Darren. Darren, absolutely. Yeah, Orla's got, well, at the moment she's on Ian Dempsey's breakfast broadcast. And then she's doing Pamela Joyce's show. And then we're told anyway, was it last week? She's never coming back to us. She's gone.
Yeah.
We've lost her forever. And let me tell you guys, it's a big loss. On show, Ray and JP. No, sorry, I'll say it seriously. It's a big loss. We're really going to miss her.
Much loved. Gone too soon.
Taken from us. She was taken from us. On show, Ray and JP, got some good news from the valuer who was just checking out our house. We're rich. From Cynthia. Oh, Cynthia.
Congratulations. Well done.
Any chance of a few bob? And Ray and JP, guess who's COVID positive? Me. Oh, I hate that. I'm always a bit behind the times, feeling very 29. Hang on, Joanna Limerick, this is your first time getting this. So this is your first stint. I think I've had two of them.
I've had two, yeah.
Yeah. So catch up, Joanne.
Will you?
Get out of that bed and catch another bout of COVID, will you? While you've got the current one, just get go and get another one while you're at it. Get well soon, babes. Thanks for turning on Today FM. All right, let's have a look at what's happening in the cinemas this weekend. Lunch Money Lewis first at Today FM. I love this song. Lunch Money Lewis ahead of his time. singing about the cost of living crisis. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Hello there. That's called Bills. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
0874 100 102. Ray, you just made our day. It's our wedding anniversary today. Well, congratulations. From L, the letter L in Clonmel. It's our wedding anniversary today. And I just met my wife for lunch. And we had the Wanna Dies for one of our wedding songs. You playing it means so much. El, that's a fluke. We didn't mean to make your day. Had we known it was your anniversary,
right,
I would have playlisted something else. And I won't be in today, Ray. I'm off to my kids' parent-teacher meetings where I know they'll be telling me they're great, but really they want to kill the two of them. Love the show from Aisling. What, are teachers not honest anymore? Do they not say any... No, unless my kids are so bad that even though the teachers want to be nice, they're still brutally truthful about how bad my children are. What was that? Wasn't there a TikToker last week that went viral saying something along the lines of, don't be ringing me telling me how bad my kids are. You don't have to live with them.
Ray Foley.
Right, stick around.
With Supermax and the Plaza.
Colm Boohig is in the middle of taking a drink right now. Colm, how you doing?
Ray. JP. Hey.
Today FM playing the music you love. That's LMC versus U2 and Take Me to the Clouds Above. Give me a second, I'll get that out. 20th. Isn't it 20th Century Fox?
Yep.
20th.
Written by Alfred Newman of the Hollywood Music Dynasty, related to Randy Newman and Thomas Newman.
Films.
Colm Boohig.
The work. The fish to the scant. Hey, Colm.
Hi, Ray.
Colm or Colm?
Colm.
We've been all
you
over this.
You know that from your years and years in Cork.
Cork.
Years.
In Cork, it's Colm, but everywhere else, it's Colm.
Well, it's Kerry in Cork as well.
Are there no blockbusters this weekend? Last weekend, we Black Adam. He's doing gangbusters numbers, The Rock, on there. You were on here on the radio last week talking about Black Adam, The Rock's, Dwayne Johnson's new movie. You said it was good. Everyone else in the world... Oh. Everyone else in the world saying it's dreadful, although everyone's going to see it,
well,
in fairness.
Listen back to the tapes, man. I never said it was good.
You were pretty noncommittal.
No, I said it was fine. Do you remember what I said? Do you remember what I said?
I actually don't.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Of course you don't.
I remember going away from the conversation, though, thinking, I think I might watch
that. What was the point in that segment? I was thinking, right, that he is better in comedy than action.
Yeah.
And when The Rock doesn't take himself seriously, or they don't write him as a serious, sincere character, we're better for it. That was my review. I never said it was good.
Did you know that Dwayne Johnson was trying to get that movie made for 14 years? Did you know that?
What?
I do. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Because he went Instagram Live from Times Square, his excitement about the movie finally being made. And I was happy for Dwayne. Because
he had
Dwayne
14
was a big part
years.
Of my childhood.
After 14 years, he made this terrible movie. It's... The best thing in it is supposed to be our boy from Mead.
The Rock.
Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan. Yeah.
The Rock isn't that good in it.
I still like him. I think Owen Doherty liked it too, you know. I think he was a big fan of it.
I love Owen.
Let's
have a look then at what the actual films are then this weekend. Because it's horror, Halloween.
Yeah,
what have you got for us first?
You have to have a bit of horror for the weekend that's in it. So, Barbarian. This is genuinely a very, very good film. Speaking of reviews that are positive,
okay.
It's a very simple premise. This woman has a job interview in Detroit. She stays at an Airbnb. She calls into the Airbnb, turns the key, but then this fellow's already inside there, and he's like, "What? I've booked it for tonight." And then he's like, "Look, this isn't a great neighborhood, lady. You might as well come here. Stay for the night. You know, you get the bedroom, I'll take the sofa." And she's like, "Oh, I'm not sure about this, but the neighborhood is dodgy. I have that interview tomorrow, or I'll stay here with you." And that's really all you need to know, because it is genuinely terrifying. And actually, if I say anything more to you, you'll be like, stop talking.
Okay, fair enough, that's fine.
But go.
Because thus far, you've just described a double booking.
So that's and do you know what's amazing about it, actually? Do you know what's great, right? That's exactly what
is a horror.
That's
it. It just ruined my weekend in Seattle.
That's exactly Detroit. That's exactly Detroit, why. That's exactly why this is great, right? Because it could be a rom-com.
Yeah.
This is how son, this is how we met. But no, 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 no. This goes totally the other way. And do you know what the best thing about this film is?
What is it?
When you think it's going one direction, it goes over there. It goes over there. No, it's unbelievable. Right? Can I just tell you one thing about this, right?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, you know,
but I'll tell you post-pandemic,
first world problem, there's a double booking. And that's the real horror is, they both ended up staying in there.
Do you have a basement in your gaff?
No.
Well, this gaff has a basement.
Oh, okay.
And Justin Long owns the house. And he comes back. And he's like, what the F has happened to my house since I've been away? It's unbelievable, lads. And can I just say this too? After this slot, right? When this slot's done, so people listen and they can keep it on, keep it on because Jay and Lenore figures and all that. Keep the radio on, but also bring up YouTube and watch The Trailer, because I said that Don't Worry Darling was an amazing trailer. Trailer of the year, Barbarian.
Really? Okay.
Trailer of the
year. I'll go and check that out. Barbarian, yeah. It's out from Friday. From Friday, yeah.
Oh, we were Thursday.
Is it a second horror film you've got for us?
Yeah, Pray for the Devil.
P-R-E-Y.
P-R-E-Y.
Pray for the Devil, yeah.
For the Devil. And this is about exorcism. They love an exorcism. I was talking to JP here before he went on air, and he's like, another film about exorcism.
Yeah.
And a director, Daniel Stamm, also loves exorcism because that's another movie he directed with that title in it. Uh-huh. That was from about 10 years ago. And this is, this film sees a rise in demonic possessions in the world. So the Catholic Church have reopened basically their exorcism department in a school. And what they've done in a very cavalier approach is that they've kept possessed people in their basement as well, which is a controlled environment, and they're kind of studying these people who are possessed. And they're like, oh, we got to sort this out. Like, we got to save these souls, as the head priest says. And then there's a nun who observes it, but she's not allowed help because she's a nun, but she has a serious skill for exorcism, or for stopping exorcisms, more to the point.
For stopping exorcisms.
She has history, right? It
goes, so the nun thing stops exorcism.
She has a skill for it, but she's not allowed because she's a nun. But because
hang on,
she's
a minute.
So talented,
if you stop an exorcism, yeah, that means the devil stays in the person.
Or the reverse then.
So she has
the
reverse. She's a skilled exorcist.
Yes, sorry.
So
yes,
she's a run treadmill and run machine.
Yeah,
house.
She's a skilled exorcist. She doesn't.
She does loads of exercise.
She wants to stop it.
She's got a Fitbit,
LinkedIn,
and low calories. Yeah. And then when's that out? The Pray for the Devil.
Friday. So you have a choice.
What's the better, the Barbarians?
You got to go watch Barbarian. Singular. Barbarian. Okay. Got to go watch that. If you want to be frightened, got to go watch that.
And what's the TV series? Guillermo del Toro's Curiosity Cabinet of Curiosities. Did you see this? No. This is Guillermo del Toro.
I've heard of him. Yeah,
he's done. What was the scary film during the Spanish
Civil
War?
Pan's Labyrinth was one film he did.
He's done loads of scary films.
Was it Mama?
Did he do The Orphanage as well?
He might have done, yeah.
We went to The Orphanage together. It was very spooky.
Yeah.
About it was a scary film about an orphanage.
Right.
Do you remember that one?
No kidding.
Guillermo del Toro is behind a TV series, or a series of it's episodic, but they're all separate stories, directed by different people. It's on Netflix, and it's supposed to be spooky, again, coming out this weekend ahead of Halloween. All spooky stuff. Mm. Nothing light.
Love is Blind season 3 is really good.
Oh, God.
You should watch
this again.
Honestly,
again,
it's so good. There are so many couples to die for.
Always a to slaughter for.
The theme.
Colm, always a pleasure.
Honestly, Ray, thanks so much.
Cheers, man. Ray Foley. Check it out this weekend
with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always.
How you doing? George Ezra. How's it going? I'm George Ezra. Dance all over me. All over me, up and down me. Would you take your shoes off before you dance all over me, please? Or just like soft shoes, like a pair of Crocs or something. Today FM playing the music you love.
What a great song from George Ezra. It's called Dance All Over Me. On the subject of The Rock and his best film, The Rock's best movie is probably Walking Tall from Brian. Walking Tall, I don't know it.
The Other Guys is good, but it's not really his film, is it?
The Other Guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's in it, but it's a bit part.
He's good in the first Jumanji, the remake of Jumanji. The first one of those is good. The second one is rubbish. The first one, they're making a third one. He's very good in that. He's pretty good in most things he's in.
Well, he's very likable, but is he good? I don't know.
The film is supposed to be dreadful, though, Black Adam. Although, if you're in the mood for a superhero flick, you can throw it on. But apparently, what they've done is they've taken all of the Marvel films, thrown them into a blender, mulched it, and spat it out for 2 hours of The Rock. Or Black Adam. John's over there. All right, John. 0874-100-102.
Foley.
Hey, John.
John and Hill, see ya. Any chance of a quick shout out? Hitting away there on our two night break. First break in 2 years since we had kids.
So you're going away on a two night break. Your first break away since you had kids. Congratulations. I'm jealous, sir.
Can't wait for a full night's sleep. And Ray.
Yes, love.
Love the show.
Cheers, brother.
Ray Foley.
Much love.
With Supermax and Super Subs.
Lil Nas X, and that's what I want. This is Today FM. It's Ray Foley on Today FM for Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Hi there. Hi there. I'm Ray. There's JP.
How are you?
With Amy Winehouse in rehab as well, starting the year. Do you think I need to go to rehab, actually, JP? Honest answer. Do you think I need to go to rehab?
What for?
For drinking too much, yeah.
Okay. I think that would be an extreme move, Ray. I don't think you've got a problem at this stage, do you?
I don't know if it's a problem, but it's a habit. It's a habit I enjoy, don't get me wrong. This is the other thing with our habits that we enjoy. I've never been a smoker, okay? Mm. But I like a drink. I like not a lot of drink, but I like drink regularly.
Daily
or near daily, yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah. And I'm not glorifying in any way, but there comes a point where you're like, I do drink too much. Like, look at me, for God's sake. I'm overweight. I joke about it all the time, my weight. I'm broadly okay with this, with being overweight. But wouldn't it be lovely to not be overweight and to maybe get the weight down and be a bit healthier? And also, drink has a lot to do with it. For me, anyway, drink definitely has a lot to do with it.
Do you know what your units a week are roughly?
I was, no.
You've done the maths. You've tried to do the maths.
No, I haven't.
But I've looked at other people.
No, yeah. You see, do you ever have that conversation?
If you're afraid to have a real conversation with yourself, an issue.
I don't know what, I need to cut back. And then, yeah, like that. Or you'd be having a conversation about the units per week. Or you'd read an article. I read an article last week about, a lot of people are giving it up for November. I think I might give it up. Because, you know, there's dry January.
Yeah.
And then in November, isn't there a thing?
Well, there's Movember.
Yeah, but that's raising money for, is it cancer?
Correct.
There's
I don't know what other November cross monthly campaign there is.
You can do Dry November. It's a thing that, well, for years people have done. Oh, there's Lent, of course. So you can give up drink for Lent, give it up for January for Dry January, or you can give it up in November. And I think it's a holy thing? 0874-100-102. I wouldn't be doing it for a holy thing. I'd be doing it because if I keep going the way I'm going, as happens every year, as soon as it starts getting dark, the evening starts creeping in, couple of drinks, open the bottle of wine, and it's the whole way through then until January.
See, so that's the thing.
Yeah,
December is the issue, because December's a write-off anyway. December's going to get away from you regardless of what you're doing or what you're planning.
And I understand that. I'm down with that.
So you got to almost detox and reset in November ahead of December.
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
And I'm not counting any units.
Just be honest with yourself, right?
It could be crazy numbers. Because when you think about it,
gangbusters numbers.
Crazy numbers, I would say. Now, I wouldn't drink a bottle of wine a night, but I would drink most nights. But not a lot. But, too regularly to be healthy.
In school, they always used to say, don't drink at home or don't drink on your own. But you've got a family, so it's a bit different. Now, I do live on my own, so I rarely drink at home.
They say, don't drink at home or on your own, or don't drink at home and on your own. What's the other word they say?
I think all of the above.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The advice was always, don't drink at home.
What if
don't
I
make
go
it a thing that's based around your home?
All right, okay. I thought you were saying, because what if I, like, if I drank at home, but I just went into the kids' rooms while they were asleep, so I wouldn't be on my own?
That's daddy in the corner there drinking away.
Guys, here's a true story, right? I've decided I'm going to give up the drink for the month of November.
Oh, we've made a decision, right?
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah, okay. I think I have. Again, it's not much of a decision if I think I've made the decision. I think I'm going to give up the drink for the whole month of November. That starts on Tuesday. Yeah, the 31st is Monday. And in preparation of that, on my way to work this morning, I bought a bag of wine.
Start as you mean to go on.
You know the bags with the taps on them.
I do indeed.
Yeah, so
easy access.
I have to get through that between now and Tuesday. They're trying to make me go to rehab. I won't So who's with me? We're going to give up drink for November. Let's do it. Today FM. It's so easy to say now, though, isn't it? Disco 2000, this is Today FM. I didn't have my microphone on properly, but it's not a problem because we're here now. Ray Foley, Today FM, Ireland in Afternoon. Yeah, a few people with me on the Giving Up Drink for November. I'll come back to that in a minute, actually, because I want to do more on that. 0874 100 102. Voice notes as well, we love to hear from you. Love to hear the sound of your voice. As long as your speech isn't slurred, I like
to... If you're drunk, don't do it.
See, the thing is, it's not about getting bladdered. It's a couple of drinks. That's what it is.
A nice little buzz on.
I'm just going to give it up for the month, and I'm going to be like an absolute antichrist until about the 10th, until I level off again.
The nightmare before Christmas.
I'll come back to it. This is honey trapping. Have you read about this?
I've heard of honey trapping from like years ago.
What's your concept of it? What do you think?
Well, like, didn't Hollywood reporters, sleaze reporters, way back in the 40s and 50s trap stars by getting them to sleep with other people and then snapping them in flagrante?
All right. Okay. No, this is a new thing. This is on social. I'll read the story. Cheating boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives are being caught out in a TikTok trend of loyalty tests known as honey trapping. The worldwide phenomenon sees suspicious people. So if you're suspicious about your girlfriend or your wife or your husband, you get someone to honey trap them or to flirt with them,
right,
on DMs or on their social media. And then if they react, if they go for it, if they're like, hey, let's meet up, you've caught them. The honey trappers, those asked to test people's partners, appear to have a high success rate. So it means that people that are high, because you can hire someone. You can pay someone to go and be the honey trapper, like a good looking man or woman.
Almost like a private investigator or something.
Well, they have to be good looking, I guess.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or at least be attractive. So if they slide it, hang on, let me call my honey trapper guy.
Of course, he's got one. You knew he had one.
It's not ringing yet. It's ringing. So what you do is, this is Dan, by the way.
Hello.
Hello, is that Dan?
How you doing, all right?
Hello, Dan. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. Whereabouts do you live, Dan?
I'm Essex.
Essex?
Essex boy.
In England?
Yeah, that's the one.
I've been looking at your socials. You're on TikTok, at DanFOORD. Is that right?
That's it.
Good-looking boy. What a good-looking boy. How old are you, Dan?
I'm 24.
All right. And you go to the, like, you? I've seen your abs and your pecs and your...
soaking me up with.
Your various bumps and your lumps. Do you go to the gym often?
Yeah.
How often?
As you can tell.
Yeah, every day?
5 or 6 days, I'd say.
5 or 6, that's a lot.
That's a lot of time.
That's 4 times as much as I go.
Ray, it sounds like if Dan sends you a flirtatious message, you will say yes.
I'm already... Yes. Dan sliding into my DMs, I'd be delighted. I'd be delighted with a slide, Dan.
Into his pants.
Tell us about this honey trapping thing, Dan. Who is it that pays... So you charge people, is this right? You charge people to flirt with people's partners to see if they'll go for it or if they'll be interested in a relationship with you.
Well, I actually don't charge anybody.
Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, so obviously the trend came around in the US and then I sort of took it on. So a guy will message me through Instagram and they'll just be like, I'm either not sure about my girlfriend, or maybe they might not have any suspicion at all and they just want to test her. Uh-huh. And then they'll send her, like, you know, their link through their Instagram and I'll slide in the DMs and then see how it goes.
How do you start a conversation?
with some questionable pickup lines, I must say. I just try to be funny, to be honest. Best way to stand out, I guess.
Right. How often have you done it?
I'm on episode 10, but I've done it a lot more times than that. I mean, I've posted the juicy ones. So,
right.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not 100% success rate, unfortunately.
Well, it says here that it is quite successful. That
it is quite successful, but there have been some read and ignored. So,
Right.
It's not all 100%.
Well, that's a good thing, I suppose. That, I mean, that actually shows that there is a security in that original relationship. The question, exactly, I suppose, I wanted to ask you is that, like, if a man or a woman, well, in your case, usually a man, will be asking you to get in touch with their other half, isn't there already a problem there then, really, if this is happening?
I fully agree. I mean, I've had so many, I get thousands and thousands of DMs on a weekly, and they already answer their own question with what they send me. They're saying, oh, okay, so she's already cheated once before, so she wouldn't do it again. She's been back late from work all the time. She's acted a bit suspicious with her phone. And I just think, like, you're already answering your own questions, really. But I guess they kind of come to me just to confirm it for them rather than just ending things and without fully knowing. So that's what I'm there for.
Well, how do you a reveal in the end, or do you say at some point or once it's all done, dusted, you come back to the person and go, just to let you know, your husband or your boyfriend. What happens? What do you say?
Yeah. So if you check the videos, obviously it will go for however long the conversation with me and the girl takes. I kind of cut it off when it's like, okay, that's enough. I'll send the guy all the screenshots and either, you know, however he reacts, he can deal with it from there on. So yeah, I'll get his reply and that's it. We move on.
Oh, man. Do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a significant other yourself?
No, I'm a single man.
All right, okay. I was going to say, would you ever do it? But you've not been in that position.
No. What would I get a test?
No, I was just like, would you go and get some, but you're not in a relationship. Sure, I wouldn't be in a relationship either with all your abs and your,
Yeah, I'm enjoying my single life.
Absolutely, dude. That's fascinating. I suppose, yeah, if someone's getting in touch with you, you'll follow it through to the end of the story and see what happens. But there's
exactly. I mean, I've had all kinds of reactions. I mean, some weirdly happy about it. I had one guy that was, he kind of messaged me because he wanted an excuse to leave his girlfriend. I mean, personally, you'd just leave if you wasn't happy.
It, but isn't it? Yeah.
He was just like, he wanted her to cheat. So I've gone to the profile that he'd sent me, and it turns out she'd already slid in my DMs, and I've sent it back to him, and he said, well, cheers, mate, that's enough. I'll be ending it now.
How is you being public about it going to affect, because now you're honest about it, you're honest about what happens or about the situation that you do or that you engage in. How is it, do you think it's going to affect people? Like, will people still do it, or will, do you not think targets will still be onto you now?
I'm pretty honest throughout the whole thing. I mean, what I told you is what the audience see kind of step by step, really. I mean, on the videos, I start the video with what the guy's messaged me. It's all completely anonymous, so I'll blur out any profile pictures, any specific names, or, you know, if they've got, like, something really descriptive about their life, I'll always blur that out, just in case anyone picks up on it from them. But, yeah, the audience see pretty much everything all the way through until I tell the guy. So.
Wow.
And Dan, has it made you cynical about relationships? I mean, in your position now, you've seen both sides of it. So does it make you yourself cynical about meeting somebody
absolutely.
Going forward?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've seen a couple of girls since I've kind of started, and it's made me look out for a lot more red flags. I mean, I see all the red flags from all these girls that I have to message, and all the guys kind of sort of what he's paranoid about. I hear it all. And then now I kind of see it all. So it kind of hasn't left me in the best position for getting into a new relationship, but
I give it time. You're only a baby. You've got lots of time ahead. Listen, man, thanks for taking my call.
No worries.
Much obliged. Have a good day. I'll let you go back to the gym. No one's asked me to be a
You're not a honey trapper. Right, no.
I'm still waiting for the approach. Listen, man, have a good day. All the best.
See you later.
Much love. Bye. Cheers, brother.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Nobody's sliding into my DM. I need to check the slide.
Yeah.
I need to make sure the slide is lubricated. Can you grease the slide? Nobody's sliding. Stay on Today FM. Hey, have we got a winner on the Today FM cash machine? Over €35,000 on the line this afternoon. We've got Sigala next. Arctic Monkeys and Fluorescent Adolescents on Today FM. playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley for Wednesday. I know the total, the new total.
Oh, you get the sneak preview, do you?
Yeah, I'm on the. I don't think they realise I'm on the email list for the total.
Internal shenanigans.
Because I'm on the air now, I could say it.
You're not allowed to do that. That's Matt's gig.
I can tell you it's over 60 grand.
Ooh!
But if I give you the specifics, he'll flip out. How come Ray Foley's giving out the total before me? Turn him on after 4:30. Over 60k on the line. A new total for you. On the Today FM cash machine. On Today FM. Drink it. I'm giving it up for November. There, I've decided. Very, like I say, very easy. Jennifer made the same observation. Very easy to make the decision now that I'm going to give it up next Tuesday. Tuesday's so far away. Yeah, we'll worry about Tuesday on Tuesday. Wednesday night, open the bag of wine. Have you ever had a bag of wine, actually?
I don't think I've had. I think I might have had a box of wine.
It's a similar thing. It's like... Well, in the box is a bag. You realise that. It's not like...
Oh, right, I get you.
The cardboard isn't holding the wine in. It's like a bag. It's like a litre and a half of wine.
Uh-huh.
So two bottles in a kind of a foil bag. And you've got a little tap on.
It's a real classy way to serve up some wine, isn't it?
I don't care where it comes from.
Yeah, you're a connoisseur.
I'll milk the wine cow dry.
Ray Foley with a tap over his mouth and squeezing sucking. The bag like a tube of toothpaste when it's nearly empty, just rolling it together.
What
squeeze
you do?
It.
The key is the key
do?
Is.
What do you do?
This is the truth.
Okay, this is how you serve wine in the Foley house.
When you get to the dregs,
yeah.
You push the button on the tap, and you suck,
siphoning out every last drop.
Jennifer's over there. Jennifer, good afternoon, madam.
Well, Ray, look at you making plans at 3 o'clock on a Wednesday to give up drink for November.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how smart you are come 8 o'clock on Saturday evening when the kids are driving you up the wall and down the far side. Oh. You might change your mind about dry November.
Yeah, I think, do you know what, that's where it's not really Saturday night. The real challenge is Friday evening. And the darkness is a big one for me. That while the evenings are bright, you're less likely to get into your evening routine of either open the bottle of wine or pour a drink, or in some case, I'm not a beer drinker, but like pour a beer or open a can of beer or a bottle. Or
it's cozy.
That's what
cold it's, outside.
And because darkness is going to be happening earlier now, and certainly once the clocks change, the habit of having the drink when it's dark, it's going to be an hour even earlier and earlier and earlier. So to put a stop to it, go dry for November. Text and WhatsApps 0874 100 102. In Derry, we do Sober October, then Can't Remember November. From Steamboat Shawnee. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Shawnee. October, for me, October's too early. I couldn't commit to October, but November certainly. Go dry for November.
And there's light at the end of the tunnel for December then.
You can enjoy December then. Hi Ray, nearly 300 days off the drink. Decided to give it up 1st of January 2021 for the month. Kept going and feeling the best I've ever felt. Cool new app called Dry with two Y's in it. D-R-Y-Y. Check it out. It might help you during November from Anonymous. I've read the 1 Year No Beer Boys. There's two fellas that have... And I've read that. And I've read another one as well. This is on and off down through the years, just to give it up or just to have something to stick to, a plan to stick to. Ray, stop commenting on your bloody weight. I give my right arm for a bear hug from you, FFS. Plus, I'll share some red with you, LOL. Life is for living. Enjoy it all from Trish. Cheers, Trish. Do you know, I'm mostly settled on I'm going to be a big boy. But to lose a few pounds, I wouldn't mind.
You've got this, Ray. Come on, you've got this.
You need an evening hobby, Ray, from Porrick. Yeah, that's why I'm looking at the Lego Porrick. And Foley, if you do it, I'm with you. No wine or beer here either. Let's do this, S-word, from Jonathan. And I'm with you, from James. A lot of people jumping on. You want to do this for November? Yeah, it's All Souls. Once November, or once Halloween's out of the way, you can do it for the month of November. Do All Souls and give up the drink. Neve's over there, 0874 100102.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Neve.
I decided to give up drinking for good. Because, for a couple of reasons.
Right, go on.
The main one, my health.
Yeah, same.
The second reason, the money.
It is expensive.
And the third reason, well, I thought to myself, what is it actually doing for me?
Mm.
Nothing. You know, the way you wake up and you have the fear of like what did you do, what did you say?
Well, you see, the thing, I don't have the I'm shameless. I don't have the fear or any of that kind of a little bit of seediness. I don't go nuts either. This is my thing. I don't drink 15 bottles. Do you know, I don't go crazy. I just drink a lot. And I'd like to just cut back on that. And you know what I think? But then the thing is, overall, this is what we're talking about, units. That little a lot, like a few units every night, they'll all add up. And then your end of week total is humongous. So cutting back is probably a good idea. But none of us want to be confronted necessarily with the weekly total, if you know what I mean. And there's the other thing as well. I don't want to give up. I'll give up for the month of November. But here's the, and I think a lot of us feel like this as well. I like drinking. I like a drink. I don't want to give it up, but I definitely need to drink less of it. But we seem to have a culture or a psyche of like, you either have to give it up because you've got a problem, or you'll just keep drinking and go nuts. But we need to find a middle ground. There needs to be an understanding there's a middle ground.
You're going to have so much Lego to build.
I tell you what, I'm going to be
Ireland's like, biggest property developer in Lego.
I'm going to be like Ed Sheeran. I'm going to be living in a Lego house out the back garden.
Ray Foley.
I said by the end of November.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group now open. Herman and Dave.
What are they doing, my goats?
Did you adopt those goats?
What are they doing, my goats? What's going on there with the goats, Dermot and Dave and the goats?
Share them around, right?
Dermot and Dave jumping on the goat bandwagon. They didn't tell me they were using my goats. They didn't ask for permission for Foley's goats. Interesting story. Wow. You know that ba-boom?
Yes.
That's Kevin Spacey tapping on the, in House of Cards, when he, you know, what's next, he had a saying when he was like, right, we're going to do this thing, or onward and upward or something.
In real life, this is true.
In House of Cards.
And it made that noise.
At the end of, was it end of the first episode of the first series, the end of the last episode of the last, he had a regular thing where he'd double tap on the desk, like that, and the da-doom, da-doom.
So there was no da-doom before House of Cards?
Apparently not. You learn something new every day. I want my goats back, boys. Lady Gaga is next.
Discover the real...
Dermot Kennedy and Kiss Me.
Smoochy smooch.
You're on Today FM. We play the music you love.
Ireland, good afternoon.
I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
Let's bongo.
What do you do when you bongo, Ray? Well, I guess you bongo, don't you?
Well, you bong.
Right.
And you go.
Okay, in that order.
Never go bong.
No.
It's a certain destruction, certain... What was I trying to say?
It's assured destruction.
Guaranteed destruction. What? Guaranteed. What have I got for you? Okay, you can go Aldi or you can go Waititi.
Oh, I mean, I do like a bargain. Oh, I want to go Aldi. You can't hang Aldi out there, but now I want to go Aldi.
Aldi or Waititi, you decide. I'm leaving it entirely up to you. I'll do either story for you.
I want to do Aldi.
Okay, Aldi it is then. This is an Aldi hack for you. The story, I came up with a genius hack to slow down the Aldi checkout staff, and it works every time. This story is from a gentleman, the budget-friendly supermarket. Oh, Lidl do it as well, to a certain degree as well, this whole... It was a novelty in the early days of the Lidl and Aldi when they arrived in Ireland that they don't have space for you to fill your shopping bags. You just... The theory is that you'll take your stuff directly from the checkout, you'll put it in the trolley, and then they think that Irish customers are going to go over to the shelf behind and then load up their bags then again.
The little windowsill thing. Yeah.
No, we're not doing, you funny Germans. We're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to stuff, you can go as fast as you like.
Yeah.
But we're going to stuff our bags right there and then and there at the checkout.
But I'm like a Formula One pit team. I mean, when they're putting that stuff through, I am ramming it into the bag.
You've got the hydraulic drills?
I do, yeah.
Whoop, whoop. I came up with a genius hack to slow down Aldi checkout staff, and it works every time. One Aldi shopper has shared their, quote, genius way of slowing down staff at the checkout. JP, over to you. How do you think that they hack the checkout at Aldi? Or indeed Lidl, but in this case it's Aldi.
Well, if you don't move your stuff straight into the bag or away, they have no space
to put the next item down.
That's true,
actually.
So
you're blocking it, so you're slowing them down.
You could create a bottleneck.
Yeah.
A shopping bottleneck. That's not the answer, no.
Could you do something like, oh, I might have a coupon for that product. Can you check that for me?
Or slow some them sort down. Of, oh, with a loyalty.
Just asking them questions.
Barcode like, or something.
Yeah, or prices.
Or chatting to them. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
You could. Yeah, you're going away yourself, are you?
No, that's not it. Well, another thing you can do, and I've done it, is you can just ask them to slow down a bit. You can go, slow down there for a second. I'm just throwing this in here. Because Irish people, we're onto them. We're not going to do it anymore. We don't get caught up in this whole Aldi checkout panic anymore. We just don't do it.
You're going to need to give me a clue here, Ray. I'm at a loss. There's a reason why this is a hack.
What he does is he spaces out his stuff.
Oh, on the conveyor belt.
So that the travelator is only giving him bit by bit by bit.
You know what? It's actually genius. But you're really annoying the customer queuing behind you because they can't put their stuff on the conveyor belt.
What you need is a second person. You need your wife or girlfriend or boyfriend with you at the far end and just taking it out item by item. So with each beep,
they're only, a 3 or 4 second wait.
They're only putting on another carrot by the time. DJ Sammy, it's an FM. That's a hack.
Good hack.
Jungle Babs and Round Round, this is Today FM. Play the music you love.
When I go.
Yeah, on the Aldi thing, space out your shopping on the conveyor belt. That makes them go slower. Same in Lidl. Great idea. Catherine texted, she says, I pack at the till. I've my bags ready in my trolley. I'm not going to go to that shelf like an idiot. Oh no, I've enough to do when I get home with the shopping, which the kids are going to eat immediately. That's true, actually. Sure, then I'm off back into Aldi. Disclaimer, I still get a few bits and duns from Catherine. Catherine, I go to all five. Five for me.
Yeah, round trip.
Super Value, Tesco, right. Aldi, yeah. Lidl, and...
Duns,
yeah. That's five of them I go to generally. I went to Aldi on a Saturday morning at 9. It was quiet, so I was delighted that there was no panic. Well, let me tell you, when I got to the till, he threw those items at me like his life depended on it. I was up to me oxters and home-cooked ham and toilet roll before I knew where I was. From Damien in Sligo. And Ruth texted, what was the Waititi story?
Oh, yeah,
what was it? Taika Waititi and Rita Ora are going to be presenting the MTV, I think the Europe Awards.
It's a random pairing.
Well, they're a couple.
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
in real
life. So they're going to be doing it together. And a friend of mine who fancies Taika Waititi hates Rita Ora because she's going out with Taika Waititi. And my friend always says, and this is the challenge for you, JP, can you name one Rita Ora song? She's had dozens of hits.
Yep.
She's been in the music business for decades.
Yeah.
She's been a judge on all of the X Factors and all the talent shows.
Yeah.
Can you name one Rita Ora song?
Or IP. Yes, I win!
Matt's next. Second. Can you name a second one?
No.
Have a lovely evening. Talk to you tomorrow from 2.
Ray Foley. With